100 years ago, the dark wizard Hollowell raised an army and tried to conquer the world. He was stopped by an unlikely hero, Sheriff Aesop Stormwood. As Hollowell died, he prophesied that he would be reborn twice more and rise again. Stormwood looked him in the eye and said if Hollowell did, his descendants would strike him down. Sheriff Aesop Stormwood went on to form Stormwood and Associates to make sure they'd be ready for Hollowell's returns, a private detective security and federally licensed magic users agency. 25 years ago, Hollowell returned for the first time, and a Stormwood made good on Aesop's promise. But the third coming of Hollowell may not be so far in the future. But the young Raz Stormwood just might know it's coming, and she plans to be ready.
Previously on Stormwood and Associates.
The Stormwood team's been hired on what looks like a pretty ordinary case. Peter and Delia Raines, a well-to-do couple, have hired the team to find out what's going on with their daughter, who's 17, skipping school, and just causing their life chaos. It's just too much. Too much. Or something. Anyways, they lowjacked the girl's car, because she's in school at the moment, because it's the middle of the day on a Wednesday, and went and found her boyfriend, who the parents were worried about, Trevor St. Grug, working at a Dairy Queen. And they discovered that he is not her current boyfriend. They've broken up, in fact. And they're not going to get much more information out of him because Kel was super rude and gross. That was bad job, Kel. Anyways, her car's on the move, though, and the team needs to go pick up Babbitt, who they left behind, and find out where she's going.
We're not going to be allowed to go back to this Dairy Queen,
it's
are we?
It's the shitty one. Go to the one on 5th. Between 5th and 6th.
Okay, so you're going to head on back?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
And I want to pull... So, Raz, you drive. I will pull up the tracking of her car.
Yep.
All right.
Okay. So, yeah, you're tracking her. Of course, by the time you get back to the school, she's long gone, but you're tracking her, so it's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Once Babbitt gets in the car, I'm going to have him the box of Dilly Bars.
Ooh. Thank you.
You're welcome. All right. So, let's get after that child. Who we will now follow and in no way be creepy.
All right.
Do I have a no creepy promise from everybody in the car?
No creepy.
Please don't be creepy.
All right. Just checking in on you, Bill. If you have an instinct to be like Brian, do the opposite.
If there's a problem, they can solve it. If you need to find someone, they can do it. Stormwood & Associates is a detective, security, and federally licensed magic users agency. If you need help, they'll be there. But don't get in their way, or else you'll get caught in the eye of the storm.
Okay, so you're driving over there. On the way, are you gonna do anything with the information with what little information you did get?
All right, so we know that she's not dating this high school kid. We know that she says she's in a relationship on Facebook. But okay, so I guess I want to try to look through her Facebook page to, like, use research to see if I can find any sign about who the current boyfriend is or girlfriend.
All right. I mean, you're going to probably
or
go through her
non-binary significant other. Yeah, as possible.
Go through her wall. Is that what you still call it?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, I barely go on Facebook. Okay, so go through her wall. You're gonna see posts by the names that he gave you.
Yeah,
Allison, Becca,
and
Tina. You know, there's a lot of other people too, but a lot of these posts are from them. Talking about the youth center.
Okay, youth center. That's good. Yeah. Does it look like she's heading towards a place that would be considered a youth center?
Yeah, she's going. She's heading toward the youth center.
Oh, we're fucking going to the youth center, yo. Hey, guys, we're going to... I think she's heading towards this youth center place that she posts about on Facebook a lot.
I wonder if that's what Palms is.
No, she's in Spirit Squad, not Palms.
All right.
Are we getting... I mean, I don't know, you guys. Youth centers can be kind of scary in my experience. I don't know.
How old are you, Bill?
mid 20s ish. You know?
Are you telling me you don't know how old you are, Bill? Is this
what's
happening?
I don't.
Is there some, like, did your parents withhold that information from you for a while? Do you know, like, are you okay?
Okay, one, no. Two, also no. And three, 25 if you have to ask.
Ah, same. We are so young. Not being played by people significantly older than ourselves. I do not know what you are talking about. Oi. All right. So we're zooming, and assuming we eventually get there.
Yeah, you get there.
What kind of neighborhood is this?
No problem. It's probably lower middle class, I guess, neighborhood. Okay. I mean, it's not terrible.
Okay. You know, it's hard to judge.
Yeah,
she did used to date the guy who works at the shitty Dairy Queen.
Yeah. It's lower middle class. It's probably near some lower class housing as well. As you roll up, there's probably... Oh, wait, it's during the day. Never mind.
It's like noon.
Yeah, it's like noon. Yeah.
On a Wednesday.
Yeah. So, yeah. As you roll up, there's not a multi-racial group of kids playing basketball in front. But it seems like they're like the kind of place where there would be.
Like, that's what happens here daily in the summer.
Yeah.
But we've established it's during the school year at this point.
Yeah.
Canonically.
Yeah. Or it's, yeah.
I have no idea when this episode is coming out, so. Okay. Yeah.
All right. It's probably autumn.
Yeah, we'll say that.
Yeah.
That sure sounds like it would make sense. Based on all the information we've gone through in this episode. All right, so do we see her car there?
Yeah, it's parked out in front.
Do we see her?
No.
Okay. Well, all right, boys and girls. Let's 21 Jump Street this shit.
All right.
Except for Raz.
Yeah.
As you appear to be an adult.
Yep. She's like 32.
Yeah. You're the oldest. Your character's the oldest, and I think you might... Are you younger than Nick?
I am.
So that's the oldest character is played by the youngest player. Great. Okay.
Yeah. That's how we do.
All right. So, let's,
I mean, my character's fresh out of college. It wouldn't make sense for them to be.
No, yeah. It's just funny. All right, so let's go into this Center for Youth.
Okay.
Have fun. I'll be getaway car.
So, Bill, Babbitt, and Kel all going in?
Yeah.
Hey, Babbitt, why don't you go be sneaky?
Okay, Babbitt's going to go be sneaky. Mm-hmm. Does that mean, like, going in with you?
No, I mean, like, Bill and I are going to walk in. I mean, we're all going to walk in separately.
Okay.
But, like, Bill and I should walk in. Babbitt should enter.
Right.
And do his scramble hide.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not saying you have to crawl around on the ceiling and terrify people, but it would be fun. like, remember that time in the cave where Bill killed all those people?
Wow. Wow, you're just pushing all the buttons today, aren't you, buddy?
I'm sorry. I, too, also killed a bunch of those people.
Look, we all killed a bunch of those people.
We should probably stop talking about this in public. That was highly illegal. That was on the news.
I'm just imagining Babbitt saying that as you, like, open the doors to the youth center.
They called in, like, they're calling in the feds on that one. They think it was, like, a cult suicide.
Then we're safe.
Yeah, well, until they start digging shell casings out. I had to get rid of that gun. I love that gun. Yeah, I still have a gun on me. Anyways, let's walk in to the youth center. Are there metal detectors?
No, there's no metal detectors.
Okay, good. Then we're walking into the youth center without me discarding things in the car.
This is... okay.
Yeah, it's got a front room with, like, ping pong tables and pool tables. Off to the side, you can see there's a TV nook with a PlayStation. In the back, you can see doors to a gym, like a small gym.
Okay.
Yeah.
How many people are around here?
You see, there's two people, actually. There's just two.
And one of them's our kid, or
no? Nope.
Nope. Okay.
No.
Oh, dear.
All right. So I think it's time to start walking around like we know what we're doing. So there are just two people in, like, this main area that we are at, but there's also a gym and, I'm assuming, like, offices.
There's
somewhere.
Presumably other offices and closets and bathrooms and, yeah.
All right. Well, clearly we're not going to walk into the bathroom as the only person in our entire crew who presents as a woman is the only person who can't walk in here without looking massively suspicious. Because she is very recognizable and very obviously her age. All right, just gonna walk over, poke my head in the gym.
Okay, yeah, there's no one in there.
Okay.
Yeah.
And, all right.
Bill looks around for anyone playing Magic the Gathering.
The two people are not playing Magic the Gathering. They seem to be just, like, off in a corner, just, like, you know, talking to each other.
Bill is disappointed. Right. Noticeably.
Let me think here for a second. Let's see what we can... Alright, so... I do not have many useful skills in this particular circumstance. Being a hacksaw. I mean... But let's take a look at what other people can do who are here with us. So they are in a different part of the manual because they are expansion. By the way, just curiously, just out of curiosity, Bill, what did you take for your fifth level spell?
I took Immobilize.
Wait, so do you have Kumijo's levitating circular platform?
No.
Because let me count the number of spells you should have. Because you should have every available spell except for one.
Oh. Then, I must not have upgraded properly. I apologize.
Yeah. Because you start with two, and then you get one at each level, so you should have, at level five, six spells.
Look, summon fodder creature feels wrong to me, at least right now. I'm not in the right headspace to learn about creating life just for it to die.
I mean, you could alternatively take Jimmy Joe's circular levitating platform. I'm just saying, it might be helpful. I mean, just saying, in this particular circumstance where we're trying to find out where a hidden door is, a random monster appearing in the middle of the room might be useful. To see where they run to.
I mean, that might be true, but look, it's... it's just...
Okay.
Feels repulsive.
I'm just saying that, like, it might be repulsive, but counterpoint, magical creatures don't have souls and don't really have a mind of their own, so doesn't count. And also, it would be hilarious if, like, some, like, three-headed lizard monster showed up in the middle of the room.
And I'm sure that it would be, but magic just isn't a good idea for me today.
How about a 6 foot tall dog? Just a normal dog that's 6 feet tall.
I'm not sure that right now I can do any magic, actually.
That does not sound good.
Well,
that is literally a job.
I know, but
that's like that's your whole job.
Look, I couldn't sleep, so I was working on some spells, and I might have used all of my mana for the day at 3 a.m.
Why are you here? That's like you call in sick.
I figured I would still be useful to the team.
Keep doing what you're doing. I'm going to roll a die to check on something.
Okay.
Okay, yep. Go ahead.
I have no idea what to do at this moment because I don't know how to find hidden doors. I mean, maybe. Okay. Okay. Does it look like the two people who are sitting there playing something are paying attention to us?
Yeah, I mean, at this point, yeah, they are looking at you. They were playing checkers, but now they're looking at you.
Do I recognize either of these people from the Facebook page?
No, these just are like two adult human people.
Oh, they work here. They're adults.
Yeah.
Okay.
Presumably.
I don't know. I'm in a youth center. I kind of. Yeah. Youths.
Yeah. It's weird, right?
Right. Well, I mean, but also someone needs to run the place, I guess.
Yeah.
So it is both weird, but not weird. It's only weird if the GM says, "Is it weird?" You have to. If it's weird, you have to tell me.
That's the most useless question ever. No. Yeah. You're right. Someone would have to run the place. Presumably, there's people who work here or volunteer here or whatever. So yeah, just all these people are only people here are these two adults playing checkers in the corner and looking at you.
I wave smallly.
Yeah, one of them's gonna get up and come on over to you.
Hey, how you doing?
Just fine. How are you?
And mentally, I'm crossing my fingers that Babbitt is doing something useful. I got a question. So, my friend Lacey said I was supposed to meet her here. But I see a car outside, but I don't see her anywhere. Do you know where she could have gotten to?
Oh, you know Lacey?
Yeah.
No, I don't know where she is.
It's funny, because her vehicle's... We haven't talked to each other in a couple of months. I was more friends with her ex-boyfriend. And but we were talking about reconnecting and hanging out, and I just don't know where she could be.
Yeah, that is funny.
You okay?
I'm doing fine, thanks.
What does this person look like who I'm talking to?
Nondescript white gentleman.
A relative age?
Mid-30s probably.
Is this nondescript white person in the normal nondescript white person or in a suspicious nondescript white person kind of way? Like, is it suspicious that he's nondescript or is he just boring?
Maybe it's a bit suspicious that he's nondescript.
So, who exactly are you? You know Lacey?
Yeah, she volunteers here sometimes.
Huh. And, where is she?
Oh, I don't know. I guess she's around somewhere.
I mean, her car is sitting right outside.
Yeah, I saw her come in, but I haven't seen her recently.
Really?
Yeah.
So, you're sitting in the only room where the entrance is, and you say you haven't seen her recently, but also that you know her car's outside. That is a puzzle to me. You have presented a puzzling situation.
Huh.
I do not like puzzles. I am not fond of them. I prefer simple, straightforward answers.
Hmm. You wouldn't want to go over here to this puzzle shelf then, because we've got a lot of them.
Really? Really? Yeah. No, I believe again, I just made it abundantly clear that I am not a fan of puzzles.
Yeah.
Why are you attempting to puzzle and or boggle me?
I'm not attempting anything.
You're saying that you, who was sitting there, not, 20 feet away from the door, did not observe a human being, an elf. I apologize. We all have to deal with these racial biases. I apologize. Is this guy human?
Yeah, he's human.
Yeah, I mean, of course, really, really, when we talk about it, about who's got the power in this country and why maybe an innocent young elf like myself might accidentally use biased language, it's really maybe not my own fault. But again, that puzzles me.
He just stares at you.
What's the other person doing?
Still sitting back at the checkers board.
What does that person look like?
But a nondescript woman.
Nondescript?
Adult. Yeah.
Human woman, white?
Late 20s, white. She's looking at you guys.
I would hope so. We are very fascinating to look at. How are you doing, ma'am?
Oh, I'm doing just fine, thanks.
That's phenomenal. Where, oh, where is the person I am looking for?
Haven't seen her. She came in a while ago and...
ago? Really?
A few minutes... 20 minutes ago, something. I haven't seen her since.
20 minutes ago. 20 minutes... You haven't... And you saw... You So she apparently had the eyes to see her walk into the building while you... Sir, were incapable of it? How is it that two people sitting in the same room wouldn't observe the exact same thing when a person walks in? And do not give me any dancing bear nonsense.
Look, people see what they see. I don't know. I don't know what to tell you.
Do they see what they see? Or do they perhaps
see things? That's a good
question. And then refrain from sharing that information with a person who is only attempting to locate someone who should be friggin' obvious to see. Did she go invisible? Bill, do you think that it was possible for a 17-year-old high school student to become invisible?
I mean, like, maybe if she, like, studied at Luna Nova Academy for the magic... I mean, no, of course not.
I do not believe that she is studied. I believe she is a student at North High School. So therefore, it is highly unlikely she studied at Luna Nova Academy. Is that correct?
Look, who knows what they're teaching at North High School these days?
Not a lot. The school budgets have been cut a lot, and because of people like you anyways, sorry, that was racist. I apologize. Anyways.
Look, kids these days, they're so advanced. They learn from a lot of different sources. Who knows?
Are there security...
I haven't seen her.
Are there security cameras in this room?
No.
Damn it. I am going to pull up my phone and I'm going to take a picture of this man's face. And I'm going to take a picture of this woman's face.
What are you doing?
I am documenting who
I did not
spoke
give you
to.
Permission to take my picture.
That is correct. However, I did it anyways. Isn't that a puzzle? Does that puzzle you?
Does that
confound you? Does that make your day just a little bit more complicated?
You gotta run this.
Because you
yourselves.
Couldn't answer a simple basic question. You choose to withhold information from me. And suddenly...
Solomon is gonna stand up and come on over to you as well.
How are you doing, ma'am?
You're noticing now that she is quite sturdily built.
Well, yeah, but they don't know I have a gun. Alright. Yeah. because it seems to me that two people sitting there just doing nothing while, you know, anyone apparently could be walking in here. Like, a goblin thief could be crawling around down the ceiling and nobody would know. Just... And say they could be breaking into any sort of office. Yet you would be unaware because apparently you can't even notice a high schooler walking in the door with no reason to obfuscate her presence.
That seems quite specific.
It was an example.
Right.
Frankly, there could be three orcs in the bathroom smoking drugs.
Smoking drugs, huh?
Smoking drugs. That is what I said. And as they are under the legal age, it would be illegal for them to be smoking anything, including substances which recreationally are now legal in this state. But they could be in there getting high right now, and apparently you wouldn't know. A young dwarven girl who is desperately paranoid that she is pregnant with her principal's child could be taking a test in your bathroom at the moment, and you would have no idea. This is the reality that you are presenting. How is this responsible stewardship of a youth center? How is this the actions of trained professionals? How is this possibly run at a level where it could possibly be accredited?
Listen, if you have information about a young dwarven girl being impregnated by her principal, then I should suggest you should contact the proper authorities.
I don't know. Maybe you should go check.
I think maybe you should leave.
Nah, I'm not doing that.
Really?
I'm supposed to meet someone here.
Hmm.
And they are, frankly, my ride home. So... I don't know how I'm supposed to go anywhere.
I don't think you heard me. His hand goes into his pocket.
My hand goes
I
into my pocket.
I think you should leave.
I think I'm going to make myself comfortable until I find out what I want to know. I am going to take a step back so I'm not in arm's reach. I have terrible bare hands and melee skills.
He pulls a handgun.
I pull a handgun. Look, now it's a party. You got a gun, I got a gun. It's great.
The woman pulls a handgun.
Bill, I hate you so much. Well, here's the thing. I think you should keep in mind, I'm from New Jersey. This is not the first time two guns have been held at me. This is actually not the third time it's happened this week. And you may think you're smooth, and you may think you're fast, but the fact is, even if you get me, I'm taking down at least one of you motherfuckers with me. So, you really have to ask yourself, and between the two of you, how much you like the other one. Because one of you pulling the trigger ensures the death of the other. So, and this is really your own work dynamic that I think is really important to consider before we proceed further into this possibly dangerous situation. And that is, how much do you like your coworker? Are you okay with them falling down at this moment dead? And also then, you have to ask yourself, what kind of person am I working with who's okay with me dying?
They just look at each other.
And also, I'm going to point out my comms have been open, so I really hope Raz was hearing that.
Okay. Raz decides that, you know, now that guns have been pulled, she grabs her gun from the glove compartment, or one of her guns from the glove compartment.
Yeah, I'm sure there's like five in there.
Right? She grabs one of them. And just, you know, like Aragorn, you know, coming back to Helm's Deep, you know, after you know, dealing with things and pushing the double doors open, and it's cool and dramatic.
And I am remember using the knockout bullets right now, not the actual bullets. Let's be clear.
How about you, Raz?
Do we keep the glove compartment gun loaded with knockout bullets?
I think that's a question for Raz.
Because I don't think we do.
Yeah, no, I think usually the pattern is that Kel goes in with knockout bullets and Raz goes in with real bullets.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what happened at the barn farm.
Yep.
The barn farm warehouse, I was not killing people, Raz was just killing people.
Yep, that's how she rolls.
Well, that's what we're doing, okay? Okay! That's what we're doing! Alright.
Are we rolling initiative?
Roll initiative!
Okay. That's not great. 9.
Inish is what again?
Sweetness plus a
D10. Never mind, I got it. Oh, dang it, I gotta redo my... Okay, well... 12. That'll work for now. Let me redo my numbers again.
Bill?
This escalated very quickly! Initiative?
Yeah.
Which one do I roll again? I'm sorry.
1d10 plus your sweetness.
Ho ho! 6. I rolled a 1.
It's okay, I'm at 9 because I rolled a 3.
Okay, be Raz first.
Attempt not to kill them.
Are they standing? Okay, I imagine the ceiling is like the drop ceiling with the big fluorescent rectangles.
Oh, yeah.
That's exactly what I was picturing, too.
Would they be standing underneath one of those light fixtures or near to one?
Sounds like you want them to be, so yes.
Yeah, we were standing not too far from the entrance. Kind of. Bill and I were side to side near the entrance, but we were, perpendicular to it. So, and I was assuming that they came up to us from, so I'm assuming that, I'm assuming that it's me and Bill to, if you're coming in from the entrance, me and Bill to the right and these two to the left. At least that's how I was picturing it, unless I'm wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I would like to... Raz is going to tell them, like, tell us where she is. And I'm only going to warn you once. And she's going to shoot the light.
Okay.
Do I need to roll damage for the light?
No. No. Do we think that the broken light would do anything? Could do any damage to anyone?
That's a question.
Because there's going to be a plastic coating, like,
on
the fluorescent that should catch the glass. The worst thing, yeah. Like, the worst thing that'll happen is plastic will fall on them, but it's not, like, a super high ceiling, so it's not like it's going to have a lot of momentum.
Right.
But I'm hoping to, like, startle them enough.
Well, if they weren't going to shoot before, they're definitely going to do it now.
Yeah, they do not flinch.
What are these guys... Hi, guys.
Hi. We're telling you again, one more time, get out.
Are we still on them?
No, it's Kel.
Alright, Kel's gonna shoot the guy.
Okay.
I got knockout bullets, I don't feel guilt. So my attack is... ...16.
Okay, he's out.
No, that's the attack. I haven't rolled damage yet.
Oh, right. Okay, yep, sorry. Yep. Oh.
Yeah, and my damage... Then, so I'm assuming that hits.
Yeah, that hits.
So my damage is going to be a 9.
Yeah, he's out.
Yeah, so his fitness plus level... Oh, so are these guys fodder?
Yes.
Oh, well. Good thing it was a knockout bullet. All right, so I just docked him out.
Yep. All right, her turn now. She's going to shoot you.
All right.
All right.
My dodge is a sweetness plus. My dodge is an 11.
Yeah, she got a 9. So she missed.
Yeah. It's cute.
All right.
Bill.
Okay. I was not kidding. I am low on spells. And by low on, I mean I don't think I have any. How close are we to these guys?
Well, I stepped back.
Yeah.
So you're like in conversation range.
Yeah, were you even with Kel before? Or behind him, or
I was in the room, and I was a little, and I'm just shocked.
Well, yeah, because we were standing, we were talking to each other, facing each other, and then these guys came up, so we turned to face them. So originally, yeah. I think we were, but when they pulled guns, I took a step back. So I think actually, Bill's closer to them than I am. Although the guy's unconscious on the ground.
Yes. So the woman now has her gun drawn, pointed at probably Kel.
Yeah, because she just tried to shoot at me and failed.
Yep.
Like a punk.
Yeah, I guess she wasn't fazed by the light fixture exploding, but now that her companion has been dropped, she's a little bit fazed.
I would hope so.
Yeah.
So Bill, do anything?
So Bill?
Let's see. I point my wand in a threatening manner in the hopes that they'll see a wand and be threatened by it.
Hey, technically, you can still do flourish.
Yeah. Oh, that's a good idea. All right, I'm going to use a flourish then. Like, sparkly, sparkly.
Sparkly, sparkly. Not like flame, not like... Because flourish can't hurt people because it looks really dramatic, and you don't, you aren't going to, like, you're going to do sparkles.
Okay. Wait a minute. Giving me ideas here. It looks like flame.
Okay.
There is a swirl of flame around me. Listen up, punks. Your little lead launcher doesn't mean anything next to magical flame. So back off, sit down, and put your guns down before I call the police.
Hey,
and
Raz.
It goes on a record that matters.
Hey, Raz, yeah. Shoot a kneecap out.
Can do.
Is it my turn?
It's your turn, yeah. We're back to the beginning.
That's why I said that.
Yeah. I was just thinking, like, if I want to...
I mean,
sweep it all, but I think I could just...
I mean, these are fodder, so you could probably just, like, whack her on the head with your gun and knock her out.
Yeah. Good idea. Yeah, while she's focused on the flames going on, I'm going to come up behind her and pistol whip her.
Okay. Roll melee.
Yeah, it's a melee attack.
What am I adding?
So it's your effective melee skill plus level plus a 1d10 plus 1 because you're the main character.
Heck. Fifteen.
Yeah, that's gonna hit.
Now 1d10 plus your effective combat skill plus 1 is your damage.
Eight.
Yeah, she's out.
Yep, she's out.
Yeah, because her soak's a 4, I'm betting.
Her soak is a 5.
Oh, so you didn't use the basic character?
No.
Okay, that's fine. So now we have 2 unconscious people on the floor who pulled guns on us?
Yes.
So, hey, Babbitt, you doing okay?
Nothing happens.
Hit the comm. Babbitt, you doing okay?
Nothing.
Okay. Okay, so we established in the beach episode I can track the comms.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so right now I can't get a hold of Babbitt. Babbitt's not responding. We need to secure these 2 bozos. Do we see any sort of rope flying around or anything?
Like,
are there jump ropes or
there's cords,
yeah,
electrical
that's fine.
Cords.
Fuck it. I mean, like, we probably have rope in the car, but I just want to not leave this room.
Right.
All right, so let's tie up these jokers so when they come to, they can't do anything. And obviously take their guns. And their cell phones.
Yeah, I was going to say, can we search them for any kind of, like, identification and other stuff?
You can totally investigate them.
I will do so!
While she's totally investigating, I'm going to try to locate Babbitt's earpiece. I think technically I've got to do a technology solution to do that, but I cross-reference the signals based on triangulation from the mesh networking of our own earpieces along with the cell towers and the local Wi-Fi hotspots.
Okay. Yeah, it seems to be, as far as you can tell, it's like within the building.
Okay. But can I pinpoint more, like, can I get directionality on that, like, so I can find him in the building?
Yeah, go over to the, I guess, the gym.
Okay. I'm gonna, so, yeah, Raz is, I will do that once Raz is done totally investigating these people's stuff.
What do I find?
Let's see. They both have very basic phones with, like, no features. And in their pockets, they have only, like, a business card that just says FIS.
Ah. Hey, Kel.
Yeah.
You want to run this through, see what you can find out on...
All right, I'll use research on this FIS thing.
Yeah.
Nothing really comes in. You can find on Google. There's probably a few organizations, but nothing like in your area. Nothing suspicious that would be what this is. Okay. Oh, you're seeing a few mentions of FIS on Lacey's wall, as well as that of Tina.
Okay.
But no more information.
All right. So I'm gonna take their phones. So, like, we tied them up. I'm taking their phones in case they get untied, so they can't warn people we're coming. And yep. Taking their guns and just, well, mostly just taking their the magazines out of them and make sure there aren't any shells, because I don't really need a spare gun. Nor do I want my, you know, fingerprints sitting on a random gun. But, alright. So Babbitt is not responding. His earpiece, it said his earpiece is in the gym. Or at least in that direction.
Okay. Hey,
okay,
boss. Trey,
yeah.
Do we have any extra guns?
In the car.
In the car.
Or you can just take this one I took off the guy. And here's an extra magazine from the other gun.
Yeah. Bill, lock and loads.
All right, sorry. Kyle,
yeah, okay.
Something.
Trey, I need to ask you, I hate to do this because of reasons, but this tracker, how many dimensions does it work in?
Overview. So if it's something's in a basement,
okay.
It's no different,
yep,
than it's on the same floor. Right. So if you're telling me there's a sub, yeah, if it turns out he's, like, got taken downstairs, it would still just tell me the same location.
Yep. Okay.
Okay. All right. So, great. Okay. Oh, good. We got Raz here, though. So if we're looking for hidden doors, we might be able to find that with Totally Investigate. If she looks for... Okay, but obviously, first, Kel doesn't know that, so Kel's gonna take us to the gym.
Okay, yeah. It's empty. It's a gym. It's a regular gym. There's probably one of those rolling wire big baskets full of, you know, playground balls. There's a basketball, hoops. It's a gym.
We should leave. Nothing good ever happens in rooms like these.
All right, so is the tracker telling me it's here?
That's what it's saying.
Okay, so according to the tracker, this is where his earpiece is, which means one of two things. Either A, he's above us. Look up. I'm assuming I don't see a goblin on the ceiling.
You do not see a goblin on the ceiling.
Or he is below us. I look down at the ground.
You do not see him on the ground.
Well, right, obviously, but I also don't see his I don't see his earpiece on the ground either.
No, no.
Which, yeah. So, I do not believe there is an upper floor to this building, and for him to have gone to the roof, he would have told us. So I think something bad has happened, and he's been dragged down to a basement. And nothing good happens in basements.
Yep.
Kyle Johnson was your GM for this session. He also played Babbitt and, well, everyone else except for Kel, who was played by myself, Trey Dorn, Bill, who was played by Nick Azumi, and Raz Stormwood, played by Gen Proc. Stormwood & Associates is a production of Nerd & Tie. You can find more information at nerdandtie.com/stormwood. You can also find us on social media at Nerd & Tie on Twitter, nerdandtie.tumblr.com, and facebook.com/nerdandtie. This podcast can be subscribed to on anywhere that major podcasts are found: iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, Podbean, and quite a few other places, and anywhere that takes an RSS feed as well. To be continued.